Keep feeding yourself the word of God. Keep buying these messages. Reading books on faith. Because, hear me, your quality of life is a reflection of your faith. Your quality of life is a reflection of your faith. Jesus said, be it unto you, how? According to your faith. He did not say, according to my power. See? He said, be it unto you according to your faith. Give us Matthew chapter 9 quickly. Verse 27. I want to read something to them. 27. Okay. He said, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him and crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Go to the next verse. When he was come into the house, the blind men came to him and Jesus said unto them, believe it, I'm able to do this. And he said, yeah, Lord. He said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Watch this. Look at the next one. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. He didn't say, according to my power. He said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So your life right now is a reflection of your faith. So if life is difficult for you, it's a reflection of your faith. We can't, it didn't say, be it unto you if the witches agree. Be it unto you if the forces agree. Be it unto you if the enemies agree. He said, be it according to your faith. So if the faith is there, it is settled. I told you about the man of God that he came back from ministration and his wife said, honey, I saw blood. And he said, if you saw blood, it doesn't mean anything. When a woman sees blood when she's pregnant, that's miscarriage. If the baby is still young, he said, if I cut my hand, what will you see? The wife said, blood. He said, what is in your womb? She said, baby. Is that what is there? Give me my mala. He said, I use my mala to choke it down. Then he said, look at my son David. That is the miscarried boy. That's David Oyedepo. See, faith doesn't run on physical evidence. It doesn't run on, it runs on the word of God. He said, he told his wife, the Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God and shall bless your bread and your water. And he says, and none shall cast their young. Say, none shall be barren and none shall cast their young. So you cannot miscarry. I told you our own story. My wife, they told her that there is a fibroid close to the baby. Baby was born without fibroid. I've even heard of some children that were born, they held the fibroid in their hand like this. No shaking brought the child. But some of you would have, they said, it's disturbing the child. Let us terminate the pregnancy. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? You can cause that fibroid to die. You see, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare by faith, whatever my Father has not planted is not in me. In the name of Jesus, my body is for the glory of God. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Whatever destroys this temple, it will destroy. This fibroid, they say, is causing discomfort. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus because it's destroying the temple. You are functioning by faith. If you are functioning in the word, you are functioning by faith. If you are not functioning in the word, you are not functioning by faith. And the only secure guarantee of your destiny is faith. Are you following me? I said, are you following me? Look at this. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily, one is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You see, if faith is down, sin becomes preeminent. See, you cannot live a life of sin and a life of faith together. It doesn't work that way. See, verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in a provocation. He's saying that when you're living a life of unbelief, you are provoking God. That's why Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. I told you that word please there is pleasure. But when you are there, is it possible? I don't like to disturb myself. Not the one that will come and do I hope now, nothing will happen. You've already destroyed your faith. See? You build your faith on the word. Not just having high hopes. I believe it can happen. You know, that's what some people say. I believe it can happen. Do you believe? I believe. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by what? By the word of God. So the anchor of faith is the word. Not just your high emotion. You know, sometimes you have high emotion. You can believe for anything at that point in time. Then when you're down, you can't believe for anything. No, you function by the word, not your feeling. Faith is not a feeling. It is conviction. Are you following me? Faith is not a feeling, it is conviction. You were convinced we're going to be here. That is faith. You were convinced. Verse 16. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. However, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they will not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. See? Notice he's linking sin, unbelief. He's linking the two. And the amazing thing about unbelief, one of the words for unbelief, I think the apatho or so, it refers to disobedience. That's why I came to the conclusion that you can never obey God beyond your measure of faith. You can't. How can you obey God beyond a measure of faith? Let me give you an instance. You received your salary, 150,000 naira, or 200, or 300, or 500, or 800, depending on the job. Even 20,000, or even 10 or 5. And when you receive your salary, God spoke to you. My son, take it all to the altar. You speak in tongues, Sadro me casta bash. God is not the author of confusion. Then you you told your friend, say, something is telling me that I should take the money to the altar. One of your friends said, are you mad? How are you going to survive? Say, mm-hmm. Say, God is not the author of confusion. You told another friend. He said, quickly, run to the altar. That is an instruction for your provision. Say, thank you. You were worshiping in church. He says, my son, this is an opportunity now. The salary is with you. Run to the altar. See the back the case of Bractonistus. The name of Jesus. Father, I bind every voice that is putting fear in my heart. Why? There is no faith. You have not studied giving. For instance, in my study of giving, I discovered the Bible says, give and it shall be. Shall is a strong assertion of certainty. Give and it shall be. So whenever I give, I am certain that it shall be given unto me. Then he says, good measure. That means the least I can receive when I give is the amount I sowed. But God didn't stop there. Pressed down. Shaken together. And what? And running over. Shall a man? Shall men give into where? Your bosom. So he says, when I give, I influence men to give to me. That's my faith talking now. So when God speaks to me and says, I remember a minister of God said, God spoke to him, he said, let's experiment with your 100,000. He had about $100,000. God said, can we experiment with your 100,000 and see what I can do with it? Some people would have cried. But when you have faith, T.D. Jakes had a small Bible study in their church for women. And he was teaching them the word of God. Then God laid it on his heart to write a book, Woman Thou Art Loosed. And there was no publisher to sponsor the book. So he emptied his account. As he emptied his account and gave and published the book finished in about 2 weeks. That was the book that brought T.D. Jakes to the fore. What if he didn't move by faith? Many destinies have been aborted because there was no faith. It takes faith steps to guarantee destiny. Faith steps. Are you following me? What if he said, how will my children eat? Are his children not eating very well right now? Faith steps. You will settle down with the word of God. If it's marriage, settle down. If it's children, settle. Look for scriptures. Buy a concordance. Some of you want someone to do all the studying for you. Buy a concordance. If you cannot buy a concordance, get the messages. Buy enough of them. Listen to them again and again. You are guaranteeing your path to your destiny. There's no other way of dealing with God. I'm telling you. He says, he that cometh to God must believe. There are people who have fasted and died fasting. A man went on a 14th day fast. At the end of the fast, it was dead body. I believe in fasting and I fast a lot. That's why I told you, I said to add weight would take God to take a miracle. Because I eat very little food. But I know what I'm talking about. If you are fasting, it must be anchored on faith. If not, if you are fasting without the word, you are starving. Are you following me? If you are fasting without the word of God, you are starving. So that's why some say, I fasted, nothing has happened. God said, he that cometh to God must believe. Something is happening to me this morning. He that cometh to God must believe. There's no, it's non-negotiable. It's a must. Faith is a must. See, I'm 40 years old. Look at my life. I'm 45 years old. Look at my life. You have not seen anything yet. You will soon be 50 years old. You will settle down with the word of God. Kenneth Copeland said, I brushed with faith messages. He was owing so much money to his teeth. And he got saved. And I heard the message of faith, he says. He said, I bought Kenny Higgins' message of faith. He said, I went there and he dropped his car. He said they should give him every message Kenny Higgins had preached on faith. Then they should take his car. His Gunguru car. Then they looked at him, they said, there's no use. Take your car, carry the message and go. He was willing to lose his car. You are there. Saying witches are worrying you. Because he was already 30 years old. He was already in debt. He knew the only escape is knowledge. He said, I brushed with Kenny Hagin. was brushing, listening to faith message. I carried the tape everywhere I went, baiting with the word of God.